All right. Are you ready for a story? One that'll chill you to the bone, but also warm your heart.
Oh, I think I am. Sounds intriguing.
Good. Today, we're taking a deep dive into, well, pretty incredible feat of engineering. And a ton of community spirit, too.
Lay it on me.
It all resulted in the world's largest ice carousel.
Wow. Okay, I'm hooked already.
We're going to head to Long Lake.
Long Lake?
Yeah. It's in Aroostook County, Maine. Back in the winter of 2023, that's where a dedicated group of volunteers, they call themselves the Northern Maine Ice Busters, they pulled off something truly extraordinary.
The world's largest ice carousel, you said.
You got it.
That's fascinating. This isn't like just some backyard ice rink, right?
Oh, no.
We're talking about a carousel carved out of a 56-acre disc of ice.
That's bigger than the Roman Colosseum.
I was just thinking that. For perspective, that's insane. And they did it all facing setbacks and weather challenges, things that could have easily derailed the whole thing, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It's amazing what people can accomplish, though, right? When they really set their minds to something.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, tell me more about these ice busters. Who are they? What drives them to take on such a huge project, especially in the dead of winter?
Well, they're quite the mix, actually. You've got tradespeople, teachers, retirees. I mean, you name it.
Huh. Sounds like a real cross-section of the community.
It is. But there's this one thing that unites them all.
What's that?
A love for their community.
Yeah.
And this passion, almost like an obsession, with pushing the limits of what's possible with ice.
I can see that. It's more than just loving winter, isn't it? It's about that community bond, especially during those harsh winter months.
Right. This project, it gave them a shared purpose, I think. Brought people together in a way you don't see every day.
And at the heart of it all, we've got Roger Morneau.
Yeah.
The mastermind behind this whole thing. He seems like a force of nature himself, the energy he must have.
He really is. I mean, Roger's leadership, his determination, those were absolutely key to the project's success. He had this vision, this unwavering belief in what they were doing, kept the team going, even when things got really, really tough.
And I bet there were plenty of tough moments with a project this big, right?
Oh, you have no idea. So before they even started cutting, they had to map out the carousel.
Map it out.
Yeah, like massive dimensions, all on the ice. And they used GPS surveying to get it right.
Can you imagine trying to mark out a circle that's bigger than the Colosseum?
I know.
On a frozen lake, no less?
Yeah.
With pinpoint accuracy, it's mind-boggling.
And then comes the hard part.
What? Even harder than that?
Oh, yeah. The actual physical labor of carving this thing out of the ice.
I don't even want to think about it.
We're talking over 3,000 holes.
What?
In ice that's almost 3 feet thick.
That's back-breaking work.
It was. But they knew, the ice busters, they knew each hole was crucial for the carousel to hold together, you know, to be able to spin. And every single hole, precisely spaced.
How far apart?
Every 2 feet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the whole thing could collapse.
That level of precision, it's incredible. Did they have, like, special equipment? I can't imagine doing all that by hand, especially in those temperatures.
Well, they did have some specialized ice augers.
Okay, that makes sense.
But even then, it was still incredibly demanding.
Yeah, I can imagine.
2 days, straight, nonstop, drilling and cutting these channels between the holes to, you know, create the pathways for the carousel to spin. It was a real test of their, well, their endurance, for sure. And their dedication.
It's truly mind-blowing, the scale of this project, the commitment these volunteers had. I mean, it's incredible. And as if that wasn't enough, Mother Nature decided to, well, to make things even more interesting, didn't she?
She did. Just as they were making good progress, this massive winter storm rolls in.
Oh, no.
Howling winds, whiteout conditions.
Okay.
I'm not. You couldn't even see, let alone try to carve a giant circle out of a frozen lake.
Talk about terrible timing, right?
Yeah.
They had a world record to break, didn't they? So the pressure was on.
It was.
Yeah.
And Roger, he even admitted later he was feeling pretty stressed, like snappy and snippy, unsure if they could even finish.
I bet. It's got to be demoralizing when something like that happens. Did they just throw in the towel at that point?
No way.
Really?
The Ice Busters, they're not quitters. They got together, thought about it, and came up with a new plan. They were determined to salvage the situation.
They sound like a resilient bunch. What happened next? Did they get back on track?
Well, on that Friday, with the record attempt looming, they managed something pretty amazing.
Oh.
They cut 2/3 of the disc.
Wait, seriously? In those conditions?
Yep. Even they were surprised. It was a testament to how determined they were. And their teamwork, how well they worked together.
It really is amazing what people can do when they've got a shared goal, isn't it?
It is. But they had one more pretty big hurdle to overcome. They needed to get this massive ice disk to spin.
Right, because otherwise it wouldn't officially be an ice carousel, right?
Exactly. And not just like a little wiggle. We're talking a full 360-degree spin.
So how did they plan to do that? I mean, it's 140,000 tons. You can't just give something like that a push, right?
Well, this is where things get interesting. Their plan, 10 motors, all shapes and sizes, boat motors, even a vintage potato harvester motor.
A potato harvester motor?
You heard that right.
That's wild. But hey, resourceful, right? Did this Frankenstein contraption actually work?
Ah, well, that's where they hit yet another snag.
Those motors that kept freezing up.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, in the cold. I mean, it makes sense, but still.
I know, it's a frozen lake, freezing temperatures. You'd think they would have, I don't know, prepared for that.
Well, they tried, but it was a constant battle. They'd get the disc to move a few feet, then bam, frozen motor.
It's so frustrating, I bet. All that work. And they're so close. What did they do?
They could only budge the disc a few feet at a time, like I said. It was a huge setback, especially with the record attempt. You know, the clock was ticking.
I can only imagine the tension. They must have been ready to pull their hair out. Did they have a plan B? Or was this it? Game over?
Well, giving up isn't really in their nature, is it? Remember, these are the Ice Busters. They huddled up, took a breath, and started brainstorming.
Okay, so they're not throwing in the towel just yet. That's good. But what could they do? It's not like they had a spare set of super-powered, non-freezing motors lying around.
No, but they had something even better. They had ingenuity. And this is where it really gets impressive. They started thinking outside the box, beyond their original plan, you know?
Okay, you've got me on the edge of my seat here. What did they come up with?
They look around at what they had and decided to use a utility vehicle and, get this, Roger's pickup truck.
A pickup truck? Wait, how?
You know, right? It sounds crazy. But their idea was to tie the utility vehicle to the truck and then attach the vehicle to the ice carousel.
Okay, I'm still trying to picture this. So they're going to drive the truck around the lake, pulling the utility vehicle, which is pulling the carousel.
Exactly. Like a giant icy sled. It was a last-minute, totally improvised solution, but it was their only hope.
It's so wild. It just might work. So tell me, did it?
It did. Better than they could have ever imagined, actually. Yeah. They fired up the truck, started driving it in circles, and slowly that massive disc of ice started to spin.
No way. That's amazing. So they spun this colossal thing using a pickup truck. It's like something out of a movie. But did they break the record? That's the big question.
They absolutely did. Yeah. In less than 2.5 hours, that carousel made a full rotation, a complete 360. They were officially in the record books.
Wow. I bet that moment was just pure magic. After all those setbacks, all the doubt, they actually pulled it off.
You can hear it in Roger's voice in the footage. He's practically speechless. He says, "We friggin' did it. This is nuts. Just 8 hours ago, I didn't believe we could do it." It was a victory for the whole team.
What a story. It just goes to show, you know, never give up. Mm. And the power of community, right? Working together towards a common goal.
Absolutely. It wasn't just about breaking a record. It was about something bigger. It was about a community coming together, showing what they're capable of, and inspiring others along the way. They did it in a way that was, well, just ingenious.
Speaking of community, you mentioned earlier there was a deeper purpose behind all of this, right? More than just the record-breaking aspect. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. The Ice Busters, they didn't build this carousel just for themselves, you know? Their main goal was actually to raise money for local charities and to bring their community closer together.
So it was about giving back, too. That's incredible. They use this whole crazy feat to actually benefit their community. That's just, It adds a whole other level of meaning to their achievement.
Right. They wanted to highlight how beautiful their region is, how strong their community is, and do some good in the process. Oh, and have a ton of fun, of course, and make a little history while they're at it.
It sounds like the carousel became a symbol, in a way, of their community's spirit, their resilience, their ability to overcome any obstacle and create something truly remarkable.
You got it. It wasn't just about the ice carousel. It was about their community. It was about building something together, building hope, and showing everyone, hey, even when things seem impossible, we can do amazing things if we work together.
It's a powerful message, for sure. It makes their achievement even more impressive, honestly. But I'm curious, what's the one thing that really stuck with you from this whole story? Like, what resonates with you the most?
I think, for me, it's a reminder that we limit ourselves a lot of the time. We set these boundaries, tell ourselves what we can and can't do. But the Ice Busters, They didn't do that.
They didn't let those self-imposed limitations hold them back. Like they were saying, the only limits are the ones we set for ourselves.
Exactly. And they proved it with passion, with dedication, and a whole lot of ingenuity. They showed us that things that seem impossible, well, maybe they're not.
And that's a lesson we can all apply to our lives, right? Not just for building ice carousels, but for anything that feels daunting or out of reach.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe our listener today will be inspired by the Ice Busters and take on their own impossible project.
That would be amazing. What would you say to someone who's hesitant to take that first step, you know, towards their own dream? Maybe they're feeling a little overwhelmed, a little scared to even start.
I'd say remember the Ice Busters. Remember those setbacks, the doubts they had. Remember how they got snappy at times, but they never gave up on their dream. And look what they created. Something truly magical, something that brought joy to their community and inspired people all over the world. Don't be afraid to dream big, to take risks. You never know what you might achieve.
What a fantastic message. And it leads us to a really interesting thought. If these folks from a small town in Maine can create this incredible spinning wonder out of ice, what seemingly impossible things might we be capable of? Makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, they saw opportunity where others might have just seen a frozen lake. They had that vision and they went for it. Setbacks, doubts didn't matter.
And they didn't do it alone. Right. That's what's so important here. It was a community effort. It was about collaboration, shared purpose.
Oh, absolutely. They had each other's backs. They shared what they had and they celebrated together when things went right. That shared journey, that's just as important as the ice carousel itself.
So for our listener out there, maybe they're feeling a little overwhelmed. Their own impossible project feels too big. What can they take away from the Ice Busters? What's the one thing they should remember?
I think the Ice Busters showed us that you got to start by believing it's possible. They didn't let the size of the project scare them off. They broke it down into smaller pieces and they celebrated every step of the way. And they never forgot why they were doing it. That joy they were bringing to their community, the good they were doing for the charities.
It's not just about the finish line, is it? It's about finding that joy in the process and remembering you don't have to go it alone.
Exactly. They had each other, they had their community, and they had that belief that they could do something truly special. And they did. You can too.
What a great reminder. Limitations are often just something we make up in our heads. And with some grit, a little creativity, and a lot of heart, well, we can do incredible things. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us and for sharing this incredible story. The story of the Northern Maine Ice Busters. It's one I won't forget.